point of? What was the turning point of? What was the turning point of?
There's no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records, listen to records. There's no one in Detroit that don't work for a car company, live through a car company. There's no one in Detroit that don't have no church on their corner and a liquor store right next to it. You understand? In Detroit, you either been shot, you gonna shoot somebody, or someone was shooting at you. You understand? So, as far as music, that's just something you grow up with. As a child, you don't know your environment. You don't know what's around you. You don't know that motherfucker upstairs making all that noise could be the next Bootsy Collins. You understand? It's just everywhere. You know, that's just the cycle.
And so when you see it everywhere, you know, how did you make the decision that you wanted to do your own label, your own imprint? Were there other avenues that you could release your music?
Well, what
was the turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it?
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records, listen to records. There's no one in Detroit that don't work for a car company, live through a car company. There's no one in Detroit that don't have no church on their corner and a liquor store right next to it. You understand? In Detroit, you either been shot, you gonna shoot somebody, or someone was shooting at you. You understand? So, as far as music, that's just something you grow up with. As a child, you don't know your environment. You don't know what's around you. You don't know that motherfucker upstairs making all that noise could be the next Bootsy Collins. You understand? It's just everywhere. You know, that's just a cycle.
And so when you see it everywhere, you know, how did you make the decision that you wanted to do your own label, your own imprint? Were there other avenues that you could have released your music?
Well, what
was the turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it?
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records, listen to records. There's no one in Detroit that don't work for a car company, live through a car company. There's no one in Detroit that don't have no church on their corner and a liquor store right next to it. You understand? In Detroit, you either been shot, you gonna shoot somebody, or someone was shooting at you. You understand? So, as far as music, that's just something you grow up with. As a child, you don't know your environment. You don't know what's around you. You don't know that motherfucker upstairs making all that noise could be the next Bootsy Collins. You understand? It's just everywhere. You know, that's just a cycle.
So when you see it everywhere, you know, how did you make the decision that you wanted to do your own label, your own imprint? Were there other avenues that you could release your music?
Well, what
was the turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it?
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records, listen to records. There's no one in Detroit that don't work for a car company, live through a car company. There's no one in Detroit that don't have no church on their corner and a liquor store right.
Thank you.
was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records.
There's a turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it.
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records.
There's a turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it.
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no...
The turning point that made you think that you actually wanted to, you know, do music and actually release it.
Shit, I'm still turning that point. I mean, you know, there was no turning point. I mean, you in Detroit. There's no one in Detroit that don't either sell records, buy records, listen to records. There's no one in Detroit that don't work for a car company, live through a car company. There's no one in Detroit that don't have no church on their corner and a liquor store right next to it. You understand? In Detroit, you either been shot, you're gonna shoot somebody, or someone was shooting at you. You understand? So, as far as music, that's just something you grow up with. As a child, you don't know your environment. You don't know what's around you. You don't know that motherfucker upstairs making all that noise could be the next Bootsy Collins. You understand? It's just everywhere. You know, that's just a cycle.